You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 12, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. An Atlanta family, whose home was wrongly raided by the FBI in 2017, will have their lawsuit revived by the Supreme Court. On June 12, 2025, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled to revive the lawsuit filed by the Atlanta family. The raid occurred in the pre-dawn hours of 2017. Armed FBI SWAT team members smashed in a front door, set off a flashbang grenade, and pointed guns at the couple and their 7-year-old son. They quickly realized they were at the wrong house. The FBI agents uncuffed the homeowner, Cliat, and left for the correct house, where they executed the warrant and arrested the intended suspect. The agent leading the raid returned later to apologize and leave a business card with a supervisor's name. However, the family received no compensation from the government, not even for the damage to the house. This lack of accountability fueled their determination to seek justice through the courts. The family's lawsuit hinges on the Federal Tort Claims Act, FTCA. The FTCA allows individuals to sue the United States federal government for torts committed by federal employees acting within the scope of their employment. The FTCA provides a limited waiver of the government's sovereign immunity, making it possible to seek damages in certain circumstances. The federal government is generally immune from being sued, except in certain circumstances set out by Congress. This principle stems from the idea that the sovereign cannot commit a legal wrong and therefore cannot be subjected to the jurisdiction of its own courts without its permission. Congress changed the law in 1974 to create an exception to the government's immunity for conduct by law enforcement officers. This change was to ensure a remedy for innocent victims of mistakes or wrongdoing, such as wronghouse raids. The FTCA's liability rule incorporates state law. This means there is no conflict for the Constitution's Supremacy Clause to resolve when determining liability. The Supreme Court's decision means that lower courts must consider whether claims under the FTCA are barred by the discretionary function exception. If not, they must determine whether a private individual under like circumstances would be liable under state law. The Supreme Court found the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was wrong to dismiss the case based on the Supremacy Clause. Justice Gorsuch explained that, because the FTCA's liability rule incorporates state law, in most cases, including this one, there is no conflict for the Constitution's Supremacy Clause to resolve. This ruling allows the lawsuit to proceed, but does not resolve key questions about federal liability. It does not clarify when law enforcement officials can be held accountable for mistakes in wronghouse raids. The court declined to decide whether and under what circumstances the discretionary function exception bars suits for wronghouse raids. This leaves the legal precedent somewhat unsettled. Justice Gorsuch acknowledged that different lower courts have taken different views of the discretionary function exception. The available data does not detail the specific remedies or damages the family is seeking. However, the context suggests they are pursuing compensation for the harm caused by the wronghouse raid. The FTCA allows for claims when law enforcement officers commit torts such as assault, battery, false imprisonment, and false arrest. This implies the family is seeking damages related to these alleged actions. The outcome could involve a settlement or a court-ordered payment if the lawsuit is successful. The lawyer for the victims stated that Congress changed the law to make sure that there's a remedy for the innocent victims of your mistake or wrongdoing. While the Supreme Court's decision allows the lawsuit to proceed, it is unclear whether this ruling will influence FBI or police procedures to prevent future wronghouse raids. However, the renewed legal avenue for victims to seek accountability could pressure law enforcement agencies to review their protocols for planning and executing raids. Public interest groups urged the justices to overturn the lower court's ruling. They stated it severely narrows the legal path for people to file law enforcement accountability cases against the federal government. This indicates that allowing the lawsuit to proceed could open more avenues for accountability. Other instances of botched raids and mistaken identities by law enforcement have occurred in the Atlanta area. In June 2025, a SWAT team and Homeland Security searched a Mableton home, leading to the arrest of 7 undocumented immigrants. Copyright African Elements.